Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fakes the handoff, play action. Rolling out, it's complete to Dawson Knox, who is into the end zone for a 4-yard touchdown reception.
That's a fantastic team. You don't win 10 straight by not being a really, really fantastic football team. So, again, it just kind of sometimes comes down to who makes more plays, and tonight that was us.
Heaves it down the right sideline. He's looking for Mac Hollins. Tre'Davious White is there, and he made the catch. Was he in bounds for the interception? Yes, he was! Tre'Davious White, takeaway Trey. Hand off to Cook, lowers the shoulder, looking for the end zone, and he's in. James Cook with a trifecta of touchdowns, punches it in on an 11-yard touchdown run, and the Bills are back in front.
Just some of the sounds from yesterday's 35-31 win by the Buffalo Bills over the New England Patriots in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And we are off and rolling on a Buffalo football victory Monday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR Sports Radio 550. Sal Capaccia with you. Glad to be with you here today. Let's tell you right away that our Victory Monday show on Buffalo Bills Football Victory Monday here on WGR is presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. And by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. You know the drill, folks. The next 2 hours, pretty much devoted to you, your phone calls on what you liked, what you didn't like, the wild swing of emotions, concerns, questions, comments, confusion. I mean, we got all the C's today. We got concerns, we got comments, we got confusion on this Buffalo Bills team this year. Jekyll and Hyde, who are they? I mean, a lot to get to on yesterday's game. Chris Brown on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network on the calls you just heard a moment ago. Of course, Josh Allen, post-game sound from the locker room and the podium as well. Thanks a lot for joining me here today. And of course, not only are you listening on WGR, but you can watch on the Twitter and Twitch streams. Thanks a lot. WGR550, thank you very much. Just go check that out. I tweeted out at Sal Sports, the YouTube stream. I said Twitter, sorry, the YouTube and Twitch streams. And yes, hello everybody. AC Man always the first ones in, along with Hot Dirt and Go Buffalo Bills. JT from USA, Steve Moore, T-Train. Thank you very much, Yeti. We got Charles in there. I love to say hi to everybody in the chat box. JP Jaybird. Okay, JP Jaybird. We got Jake. We got Cake. Jake and Cake. All right. Sabbath. Rarbo. Hi. I just like to say hi to everybody there. Hello. What's going on? Custis, thank you so much. And a lot of you are coming in now and saying hi. I can't chat with you, as I always say, but you can chat with each other, and I can pop in once in a while to say hello or during a break. So chat box, keep it respectful. We got Owen on that a little bit. We got Owen Parker here on the video side. We got Dan Dale on the audio side, along with Joe Cali as well. Your calls, 803-0550. And as we go along today, there's going to be a lot that we're going to get to, the good, the bad, and holy cow. Steve. Hi. Yeah, I said hi to Sabbath too, I know. All the people that come in that have the same takes every week that they just can't wait to fire off about the Bills and their coaches and their players, and everybody had all of those chambers loaded and were firing them off on Sunday, yesterday, in the first half, right? As bad of a first half as you can imagine. As bad of a first half as you can imagine. It did not go well for the Bills. It was, if you want to call it a bad game plan, that's fine. I'm fine with that. Let me, again, do what I normally do here, which is at least kind of bring it back to reason a little bit and say, what went wrong? Why did it go wrong? Or what went right? Why did it go right? To me, it's just uneducated to say, oh my God, coaches suck, bad game plan. You went into the game and you didn't have the right game plan and they were, no energy or whatever. That's a blanket generalization that, sure, if you want to go there and have the low-hanging fruit, that's fine. Not excusing it at all. It was terrible first half. The Bills have to be better. But I would tell you, give credit to the Patriots. 2 weeks, they had 2 weeks to prepare. And they came up with some things that kept the Bills off balance early in the game. And then the Bills hurt themselves immediately with a touchdown drive they allowed. And then first play, they don't connect on the deep ball. Bam, things start to snowball against them. And they just couldn't recover. Eric Wood, I was just on his Centered in Buffalo podcast this morning. That's going to be out later today. And he made a great point. And I'm going to reiterate this point for you today. Sorry, Eric, to steal your thunder before people hear it. But I'm going to say this because he said something that resonated with me. The Bills are so kind of shorthanded on defense with all the injuries they have that they kind of have to figure out what other teams are doing first before they can make their adjustments personnel-wise and scheme-wise. And unfortunately, that's hurting them early in the games. And I agree with that. It is hurting them early in the games. They should be better. You'd love to see them better. They have to execute better. You'd love to see a quote-unquote better game plan. But I think what the Bills are doing here is they're trying to figure out what the other team is doing and then countering. Unfortunately, what the other team is doing is getting the better of them too early and putting them behind a little bit too early in the game. You need a stop earlier in the game. On defense, this is. You need to be able to score a little bit early in the game on offense. And that's been a little, here and there this year. And then as the game goes on, what the Bills do is they see what you're trying to do to them and say, okay, now how do we adjust? How do we make these adjustments? And we talk about halftime adjustments all the time in football. Adjustments happen throughout the game. One of the biggest adjustments is after the first series. But in this case, it didn't matter. First series, second series, Patriots scored in their first three drives. The Bills couldn't figure out how to really stop them, slow them down until really kind of later in the second quarter. And by then, it's already like, is this too late? How are you going to stop them? Then they go and they regroup a little bit at halftime. They come out. And really, the kick return by Ray Davis, we'll get to him in a little while, kind of changed the flow of this game from a standpoint of settling it down for the Bills. Settling it down. Listen to Josh Allen after the game. Listen to him talk about how that particular kick return got them over midfield. They need a touchdown. If they can score a touchdown, they're only down 10 points. Once they knew they could, if they got a touchdown, they're down 10. And once they got that touchdown, this game changed. This game changed when it got to 24-14. Okay? Once the Bills got it to that point, it's a 10-point game. They feel like they did a good job at the end of the half and at the beginning of the second half. They just need to get a stop or two, and then right away they get a stop. Now the game is completely flipped. Give the coaches credit for making adjustments. Give the coaches credit for figuring out the right personnel and the right way to attack in the second half. If you want to say they didn't have the right game plan to start, that's fine. I think what's happening here on the defensive side, I'm just talking defense right now, is okay, what have we seen a theme of the last 2 weeks? The last 2 weeks, we've seen a theme of the Bills getting more aggressive in the second half on defense. Why is that? because the Bills ultimately want to rush the pass. They want to start every game by coming at you with four. They want to go with four. They want to have a four-man pass rush to get to the quarterback and to disrupt and not have to use extra blitzers. So they go into each game now, it seems like, we're going to do that. And if it works, great, let's go. We're ready to rock and roll. Unfortunately, it's not working, and now they have to adjust. And now they have to start adding more to the pass rush, adding a spy, getting more aggressive on the outside. You just hope it doesn't get too late. And in this game, it almost got too late. It would fix everything if they could just get to the front four a little bit earlier. You wouldn't have to get to these adjustments earlier, or later, excuse me. But that's what they did in this game. They get a little bit more aggressive. Three sacks in the second half. Zero in the first, three in the second. And folks, the Bills are playing well in the secondary right now. They are playing well in the secondary. Every Tuesday, I tweet out the Bills' stats. Run yards per game, pass yards per game, against, all that kind of stuff. And the Bills this year, we know, have been terrible against the run statistically. One of, if not the worst team in the league against the run. Good against the pass. The numbers are really good. And I'll get a lot of people to say to me, well, the numbers against the pass are so good because teams are just running on them. Okay, there's a little bit of truth to that, right? Because teams are running on them and they don't have to throw as much because they can gain yards on the ground. But volume-wise, that may be true. But listen, the Bills are still very good metrically against the pass. It's not like teams are only running the ball. And I think it's time to recognize that it's not just because teams are running the ball. It's because the Bills are actually doing a good job in the secondary. And that actually kind of changed about midway through the year when a hobbled Taylor Rapp comes out of the lineup. An older Jordan Poyer comes into the lineup. They move Cole Bishop out of the box back to more of a free safety type of role to allow Jordan Poyer to fit down in the box more to help against the run. Shaq Thompson, of course, has helped against the run. But I'm talking pass here. And I think the corners are playing well. And even without Christian Benford yesterday, now this isn't the world-beating wide receiver group they played. There's no doubt about that. But even against the Bengals, they did a good job, and that was Benford playing. This time he didn't. I think Trey White deserves a lot of credit. He's been playing well. And Max Hairston, other than the pass and the first drive of the game against Hairston that should have been probably challenged, it was a call to catch. Other than that play where he got beat, I didn't hear Max Harrison's name called and Chris Brown in my ear pretty much all game. Why? Because I think he played a good game. The Bills' secondary is playing well. And because of that, they're now in games adjusting to bringing more pressure because the front four is not doing enough to get home and allowing those guys to just cover and trusting them. And they've done a nice job. There's so much nuance to the defense. Let's talk about the offense. If you hit that play on the first play of the game, I mean, it probably isn't 21-0 at halftime. I mean, 21-0 and 24-7 at halftime, right? It's probably not. You hit that first play of the game, and suddenly this is a new game right away. They didn't, though. And then, of course, they wind up punting the ball away, and things start snowballing on defense, and now you feel like you're pressing, and now you're making mistakes. I thought the Bills played tight. I'm not going to use the word that they weren't ready, they didn't have energy. I don't think that's the case at all. I think they played tight. I think they went into a game thinking, okay, the only way this team's going to beat us is if we make mistakes again like we did last time in Week 5. It was the same thing I said against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Bills went in the Steelers game and said, just don't make mistakes. But when you play like that, you make mistakes. You know when this game changed for the offense? When they started to be a little more loose, when they started to be a little more free, when they started to open up and say, okay, if we make a mistake, hey, we just got to go out there and play. And they started playing. That's what happened against the Bengals last week. Same thing. And then they leaned into the run game, and finally it was there, right? You get into a situation in the second half where you have good field position, and you could start to lean into a run game that's been working, and they had Milton Williams out, and you wanted to get to it earlier, you didn't, you start leaning on it, and then you're like, okay, now we can settle the game down. The game just settled down. And what do I always say? I said this last week, I'm going to say it again today. It's sports. The game is longer than 30 minutes. It's 60 minutes. It's like 10 series. You just keep playing. You just keep swinging. I said it last week. I'll say it again. Maybe one of these times your punches run out. The bell rings. You're down and you can't get up in time. Maybe that happens. You never want to put yourself in that situation. They're coming dangerously close to that situation. But you just keep playing. You just keep swinging. You just keep making adjustments to do what you need to do to win. This is sports. I mean, I am really glad that I am on the sidelines during a game for a lot of reasons, but one of them is during the game. I mean, I don't get on Twitter during the game. I can't. I got a job to do, right? I'm checking out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Stats during the game, and I'm doing reads and paying attention to what's going on the sidelines. So I can't get on social media during the game. It's not what I do. I don't want to read it. Holy cow. I can't imagine what the social media-verse was like during the first half and the craziness. And that's okay. I always say, it was not unwarranted. The Bills deserved to get crushed during the first half about it. But I'm talking more about the fight, the people from Boston and what they were probably saying and the back and forth between Bills fans themselves and the fighting going on. It's okay, man. I always say that fans' job, your job, a fan's job, it's okay to be, you're going to be reactionary. You're going to be over-emotional, over-reactionary. Because that's what happens. It's not my job here. My job here is to bring it down, to tell you why things weren't as great as they appear sometimes, and to bring it up where they're not as terrible as they appear, to keep you in this space that we like to live in. Just like Josh Allen said, don't get too high, don't get too low. He said it after the game. And the end result is the Bills erase a 21-point deficit and then a 24-7 halftime deficit. They walk away with a victory. They're still in second place in the division. They're probably not going to win the division. It's still most likely going to New England, but you make them serve it out. You make them keep playing because you keep swinging. And you put yourself in the best position possible to do what you have to do towards the end of the year to A, be there in case they do falter, or B, just be ready to play in the playoffs. Your phone calls, 803-0550, the number here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show today on WGR Sports Radio 550. Hi, everybody. Sal Capaccio with you. Thanks a lot for joining me here in the YouTube stream. Got a lot more people who came in, so I appreciate you there. And, of course, listening, whether that is on the radio or online. Let's get to Cody in Rochester starting us off. Hi, Cody.
Good morning, Sal. Happy Victory Monday, brother.
You got it.
I saw, and correct me if I'm wrong, because my memory's a little foggy here. The Bills are kind of playing in a way that I feel like Kansas City played back in 2019, I don't know if you remember, so many of their games, especially in the postseason, they were coming from behind. They were never leading until towards the end here. I don't know if you see any parallels there, but it just kind of feels eerily similar to that scenario. To go off of your social media mention there, so many of my friends were just absolutely losing their minds.
Of course.
And I'll admit I was a little bit until we got that touchdown before the half. I'm like, okay, we're in it. And the one thing that I recognize, my own little superstition as of late, is I have a blue Milano jersey, and I wasn't wearing it until right before we scored. I said, oh, shoot, I forgot to put this on. Threw it on, and what do you know? I know it sounds silly, but it's just kind of something that's fun in our house. And anyway, happy to be celebrating a victory Monday, and go Bills.
Yeah, you got it, Cody. Thank you. I can't remember specifically the 2019. I think it was Chiefs, but I mean, every game has its own DNA. Say it with me. You just have to keep playing each game separately. You can't play the Browns when you're playing the Patriots. You can't play the Chiefs when you're playing the Patriots. Play the Patriots when they're playing the Patriots. And you play that game, and you play it out. And things went the Bills' way in the second half for sure. Billy in Toronto. Hi, Billy.
Hey, Sal. Yeah, I think forget about 3 years ago. Kansas City wins every game like that, coming from behind. I mean, listen, Sal, I don't know whether to say I hate the way the Bills are winning or I love the way they're winning. I don't know. I'm kind of conflicted. But
yeah,
like we got a bunch of Bills fans up here, and I'm in a pool, a pick six pool, and the Bills were one of our plays, and I was getting texted like crazy. We're not coming back from this one. We're not coming back. And I just said, hold on, guys. Just hold on. We seem to be a second-half team, and that's where I'm going to go with this, Sal. I mean, I just don't think that we're given enough credit of how we adjust. This never used to be the way. It was always fire McDermott. Fire. We can't adjust. We can't do anything. And it just looked like New England was unstoppable. But we figured something out, completely shut them down in the second half. And I'm not conceding the division to New England. Now, Miami's playing really well. If we can get Miami to knock them off, I still think we can win this division. And, you know, here we go. I mean, it's right there for us this year. If we don't do it this year with New England out, I mean, with Kansas City now out of the picture, Baltimore does not look good. This is our year, Sal. We've got to get it done. And one thing, I want to know what the over and under is going to be if we ever play the Rams in the Super Bowl. It looks like both offenses are unstoppable. So, you know, hopefully we can get there and have that problem. But I'm happy with the win, and on to next week.
Yeah, thanks, Billy. I agree with you on the confusion of the Bills. They put you in, they twist you up a little bit, right? You hate the way they're winning. You love the way they're winning. I mean, it's not fun during the game, but it's a fun result at the end, which is all that truly matters at the end of the day. But man, that gets you twisted up. You'd love a game where it's just like Carolina, right? Just go there and put your foot down. Like at the Jets week two, just go there and put your foot down. Doesn't matter anymore. You'd love that. You know, it's funny. You say all these people like fire McDermott, can't make adjustments. The Bills have always been pretty good at adjustments. It's just, it's low-hanging fruit. It's a very big generalization, a default setting fans go to when their team loses that say the coordinator calls bad plays and the coach can't make adjustments. It's just what people say because they don't really know what's happening. It's just kind of their way of trying to figure out as best and say what they can without actually diving into the details. You want to criticize this coaching staff for not having this team prepared properly for what the other teams are doing early in the game and making adjustments quick enough? Fine. That happened yesterday. Not going to fight you on that. But when you want to come out and talk about coaching, you know what coaching really is? You know what coaching is? Coaching's getting the most out of your talent. It's getting the most. Look at this Bills defense. Look at who they are playing. Look at the personnel they have to use. They are not a bunch of all pros. In fact, the criticism that came from Greg Cosell this week is right. They don't have enough stars. They got Christian Benford. Christian Benford's arguably their best player. He didn't even play yesterday. You got older, coming off an injury, Joey Bosa, who's been okay this year, not bad. Made a nice play yesterday. You got a bunch of guys that you're just trying to piece it together with. That's coaching. Coaching is getting the most out of the personnel you have. The Bills are surveying what the other team is doing, kind of letting them show their hand a bit and saying, okay, now we have to adjust with what we have at our disposal. And sometimes you don't have the right tools at your disposal, but you do the best with what you have. And they deserve credit for that. And if you're not going to give them credit, then I think you just have a complete agenda that you have a blind spot to or just refuse to. And that to me is ignorant and uneducated. Let's go to Steve in Virginia. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call today.
Yep.
Hey, the first half was brutal for me, especially since we lost the first matchup against the Patriots. you know, because here we are down 24-7 at the half. It just reminded me of, you know, Brady being 30-3 against us, that 15-game losing streak. And I'm like, oh, great. Here we go again, getting swept by the Patriots. But I do have to give credit to Vrabel, as he was 6-0 previously. I'm coming off the bye, so he had a great game plan going against us. But I'm glad we turned it around. But as you were saying in your monologue, I mean, I got to give credit to Brandon Bean for bringing back some of the players, because normally I don't like that. And like the way Trey White started off the season, I was just cringing, like, here we go again. But he's really stepped it up the last few weeks with his play. I mean, he's been a solidifying force out there, and I was worried with Benford being out, but you know, him and Harrison look great out there. And same thing, Jordan Poyer, what he's done for the safety position, and Colt, you know, and Bishop, it's been great.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks a lot, Steve. I appreciate it. Somebody in the chat box said, I just happened to notice this comment. Jumbo says, please address the coach's decision to not elevate Gabe Davis. First of all, Gabe Davis doesn't need to be elevated. He's not on the practice squad. He's on the 53-man roster. But he was inactive yesterday, and I was surprised. I didn't love the decision at the time. They went with Keon Coleman. Keon actually had the second most amount of snaps. He had one target, but that wasn't even official because there was a pass interference on the call, so it wiped away the play. I would have loved to see Gabe Davis. So, yeah, I think that they should go with Gabe Davis. So you want to criticize that? Totally cool. I mean, but we'll see where they do going forward. I would say, though, and I know this is not why you have Keon Coleman on the field. He did a nice job blocking yesterday at times where you see down the field. And that's not why you have him. I get it. So I do want to give him a little credit there. But not being involved in the pass game, I'd love to see Gabe Davis there. I think the Bills wide receivers, again, not productive yesterday. Outside was Khalil Shakir. 5 targets, 1 catch. That's it. That was Josh Palmer for 16 yards. So, to answer your question, yes. I think Gabe Davis should have been active over Keon Coleman based on what we saw. I don't know the decision went into it. Maybe they're trying to still keep Gabe as healthy as possible because he had been dealing with the injury and he came back and he's played some games here. But yeah, that could be something that you could look at and be upset about. The non-challenge on the play. Like, if you want to pick apart some coaching decisions, they are certainly there for you. If that's what you want to do today, they're certainly there for you. I would also tell you to also recognize the good coaching and the decisions that went on during the game. But if you want to do that, it's certainly up there for you. Jordan in Williamsville. Hi, Jordan.
Hey, Sal. How you doing this morning?
Good.
Good, bud. Hey, I guess I mean, obviously happy that we pulled it off. I guess I'm just wondering what the big difference is between the first half and the second half, right? And why we're a completely different team. Like, it's almost like, should we not watch the first half? Should we just watch the second half? Like, it's awesome that we're doing what we're doing, but is it a Babbage thing? Is it a Sean thing that he takes the reins at the second half or what? Just curious on your thoughts on that, man. Like I said, it's frustrating to watch from a fan's point in the beginning.
I mean, I think you should watch the whole game. Yes, you don't know. I mean, yes, this has happened a lot this year, but I don't know. Why would you not watch the whole game, right, if you're a fan of the team?
Well, we're going to watch it, but it's been the same thing for like 4 weeks here, right? Am I wrong?
A few times, yeah. Yeah, it's been a lot this year, sure. I don't know the answer to it, Jordan. Again, I mean, that's what we're talking through. They've also had games where they, you know, went, it was kind of back and forth against Houston. There was a game against the Jets where they just kind of stomped them early. Carolina, not a bad team, they stomped them early. So you're right, it's happened a lot. It feels like it's every week. It's not. It happened week one, but I don't know. I don't know the answer there. I wish if I had it, I'd be making a lot of money. I don't know the answer. It's frustrating. It's confusing. I don't know the answer. It gets you twisted up. Is it sustainable in the playoffs? Probably not. You got to be better when the game starts. You got to be ready you got to be better when the game starts. You got to be better early in the game against better teams. But that was a good team they played yesterday. Maybe punching above their weight most of the season, but they got a good young quarterback and they confused him and they kept him in the pocket and they forced the New England Patriots really out of their game in the second half, and that was a very, very big key in this game. The Bills win 35-31. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Good start to the game, to the show. We'll take more of your phone calls after this timeout here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.